So, hello everyone.
Hello.
My name is Monica, and I work, I'm a publisher, I work for Routledge. Have you heard of Routledge at all?
No.
But what do you study? Are you working with some social sciences?
Also. Sorry, I didn't say that. Well, we have representatives of medicine,
archaeology,
social studies, law,
Czech language,
right.
Film studies.
Okay. Well, Routledge is a publisher that does humanities and social sciences. So. For those of you who do medicine, you might not be familiar with it. I worked for Oxford University Press, which perhaps is a bit more well known. So you might know Oxford University Press books. And what I do is I'm a commissioning editor. So I find authors, and I decide what gets published. I worked on business and economics books for undergraduates and postgraduates at Oxford University Press, and I work within education at the moment. So that's, probably the best thing is if you like to ask questions, because I'm not quite sure how much you would be interested to hear about publishing as such. But I'm happy to answer questions on either how to get books published or what publishing involves.
Okay, so if you have questions.
Yeah, I just want to. So you're publishing just books or articles as well?
Sorry?
Do you publish just books or articles as well?
Right, okay. Yeah, I should have explained. So we publish both journals, academic journals, and books.
Okay.
I work for the books division, so I can't really tell you in great detail about how the journals editors work. But did you have a question about how to get a paper published?
Yes,
So I just wanted to ask some general question that is, what are just the typical faults that you see in the texts you have to read or you are going to publish?
I didn't quite hear that.
What are the typical faults of the texts that you have to read or that you are editing?
Oh, typical faults that you say faults as in shortcomings. I've got to explain the way that academic publishing works is that we don't get a lot of what we would call unsolicited manuscripts, which would be work that we would get speculatively without approaching people. So a lot of the, seeking of the manuscripts or commissioning is done through us working with academics, approaching them, academics recommending their, colleagues or graduate students. I don't do a lot of work where people would send me their own work. I often ask or kind of target the people I want first, if that makes sense. But answering your question generally, quite a hard question to answer. I do occasionally get get people asking me would I publish this or that. And often the problem is that the work can be very, very specialized, and it doesn't really, how should I put it? It's not quite right for the market. So, for instance, you know, if you are publishing an educational book, then you've got to make sure that it's in line with the latest government legislature, for instance. So it's, you know, understanding the market. I'd say that people don't always, you know, it's not always very tailored to the market needs.
Could I just come in? Just asking in related to what's been
mm-hmm.
asked and what you said. Does it mean that if you want something published, that probably you should contact somebody who has published something, so that person can recommend
yeah.
you to the publisher? Is it like the first step, or one
yeah,
of the first steps?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, you know, for obviously for publishers, if you are not a published author already, and you are not really well known, which a lot of people aren't, because they are graduates or starting academics and they do really good work, but for us it's a bit of a risk. So I would recommend to people to speak about their work to their professors, or, you know, to their supervisors, particularly if they are published authors. But even if they aren't, they will be more well known in the field, and you know, if someone like that can put you in touch with a publisher and recommend you, then I think that's a great start, and it's going to be taken more seriously.
Mm-hmm. Is it an official way? Is it usual? Because I never heard it.
What do you mean? Is it usual?
That I should have something like a recommendation letter or something like that?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, what subject do you do?
Medicine,
okay. Well, you know, I've worked with some social sciences and
yeah.
humanities, so I think in science it works quite differently. I don't know if you are collaborating on any papers with your supervisor,
yes.
or, you know,
uh-huh.
with a science group. Because often work is done in groups, and then, you know, the leader of the group would apply for publication to a journal. Have you been involved with anything like that?
Yes. Always. The supervisor is the second
yeah.
or last off or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, that. I mean, then it's you know, it's absolutely fine. You don't really need to be asking publishers on your own, and I must say, you know, I haven't got experience of working on medical books, but I think in social sciences and in the arts it's quite different, and you know, if let's say you've done a PhD thesis and you would like to get it published, then you could send it. You don't need a recommendation, but what I was trying to say is that publishers will take you more seriously if you have a recommendation of someone who they have heard of, or, you know, who's had their work published, like a more senior academic.
So if one of the authors is was already published many times, so that's the way?
Are you talking about publishing a paper?
Yeah,
then, you know, that's, yeah, definitely, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay, then maybe if, before you have any other comments, you said, well, you mentioned publishing your PhD thesis, and you said that, well, if you just send it, it's not really the way you can be straight successful. So, is there any usual way, or what are the suggestions the person should do, apart of simply getting some recommendations from people who
already know. I would say first of all, look at, think about which publishers you would like to approach. Look at their websites and look at their catalogs. All publishers these days will have their catalogs online. So, you know, look at things like, do they publish similar books? Do they have a series where your book could be included? Because, you know, if you've done, if you've got a literature thesis in 19th century literature and you are approaching a publisher that publishes, you know, textbooks only, but not what we would call, I mean, a thesis would be what we call research monograph, so it's a quite a high-level book. So you need to find a publisher that publishes that type of product and that would be interested in the subject area. So I'd say that would be a first step. Find the right type of publisher. I wouldn't send the whole thesis. I would write an email and do a short introduction and just simply say, you know, I've got work in this topic. It's based on my PhD thesis. Would you be interested in it? And then, if you get a positive response, what the publisher would ask you to do is a book proposal, you know, which is not just to do with, you would be asked to provide basic information, such as a summary, a table of contents, but then the publisher would also want to know about things like, who is the book aimed at? So readership. And who would be, how the book would be used. So I think it helps to have an idea of, you know, would it be recommended on university courses, for instance? Are there courses that teach that kind of subject? You know, so think about the readership and the use. But that's what you would want. You would ideally want a publisher to ask you to do a book proposal, and then to ask you to get sample material, because then I would be looking at it seriously. Does that help, Libor?
Well, if anybody wants to,
Do you publish also from the authors from abroad, or it is just Britain?
Yes, we do. You know, we have European authors, American authors. We have authors from all over the world,
so it's not only the native speakers.
No, not at all.
So that was the question I wanted to ask: if it is something typical, problematic with the text structure or some the faults of the text from the authors from abroad, because, you know, that could be the thing you can recommend us, you know, what to do better or what to focus on.
Do you mean, would you be worried about the language, that it might sound like it's not your first language?
That's it, the language and structure of the text, or
the
style. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's I mean, obviously, you know, let's say you're asked to provide a sample chapter, so, you know, obviously you'll have to demonstrate the language and the style is right for the type of book you're submitting. But every publisher, when the manuscript is accepted, then uses copy editors and proofreaders. So, you know, the various style difficulties would be checked and would be corrected, And it's done a lot, particularly for science, where a lot of authors are, English is not their first language, and so you know, I wouldn't worry about it too much, because publishers take care of that.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's more really pitching the idea of your book to a publisher, because of course, you know, I think perhaps what people sometimes don't realize is that we need new ideas and new work and new authors just as much as authors need us. It's, you know, it's a mutual thing. So we are always looking for new exciting work, new developments in the field.